Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion. At the club, they fell in love.
My favorite part of the Joey interview was the meeting D'Anthony Thomas and talking about surgeries in the metaverse.
Yeah. Yeah, that was undervalued.
I follow him on, D'Anthony Thomas. I follow him on Twitter.
What's he doing now?
He's a different cat. I don't know. He sends out the stuff that I often don't understand, which is kind of what Joey was talking about there. I don't know what he's doing, but he promotes a lot of stuff, and I don't ever fully understand what it is that he's promoting. So I think he's on a different plane.
Is this him? DAnthonyThomas.eth?
Let me pull it up.
Ethereum or whatever?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Metablock4.com?
Yeah, that's probably him. Yeah. He's very much into the
Should the fan Twitter account give him a follow? I think we should. Let's do it.
He's different.
Merry Christmas, Web 3 fam.
He's different.
And he's still all caps guy. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling at us. Oh. By the way, the Tom Brady texture alerted us to this. I did not see this, but I looked it up. This is real. The sand from Tom Brady's retirement video is for sale.
Yeah, you haven't seen that?
No.
Yeah, there's some dude. I think it's like $600-$700. Some jackass.
It's a woman.
It's a woman. Oh, I just saw that, someone's going through and collecting sand from the exact spot. You can see from the angle in her photo
You know what the bidding is?
People are really bidding on that?
Yes. $90,000.
No.
That's what it says.
Well, that's not.
It's true.
No.
It's true.
That's
fella.
No one's paying that.
It's
an unlimited supply of sand.
At the time of writing... You're right. She puts both pictures on there.
Yeah.
So you can see it's from where he was sitting. The top bid had increased from $677 to $15,000. Then it went to $28,000, now to over $90,000. And it will likely grow even more by the end of the 8-day listing time. Shipping will cost an extra $5.25. And the seller, who has a 487 ratings, has 487 ratings and 100% positive feedback, is not accepting returns. This is eBay.
Yeah. By the way, we'll see if anyone actually these sometimes.
Actually sends the money.
Yeah, actually sends the money. Like that seems like a giant troll. But I mean, maybe there's a Tom Brady goon out there.
Now, can you do that? You get on eBay and just bid and.
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean,
do you get a bad review though? She's going to give you a bad review.
Give you a bad review. But
I don't want that.
You see this
now
sometimes.
I got to send her $90,000.
You see this sometimes where someone will be auctioning something off and. It's unfortunately people will have like troll accounts and You know, they're bidding on there to jack something up. There's just no way someone is...
Brady retirement sand not doing it for
you? Well, again, what would stop anyone from else from just going to that exact same spot and, again, selling Brady retirement sand? Or, for the love of God, just selling sand and saying, hey, it's Tom Brady sand.
Well, you got to prove it. Come on, man.
Her only proof is a photo of her in the exact same spot.
Well, at least she's... in the exact same spot.
Well, I mean, I guess, but it's
maybe Brady peed right there. Like, what could you give a? Could you, like, if you think about Tom Brady's life or just somebody like Tom Brady?
Yeah.
How much of their stuff could they get money for? Like, could I just go in Tom Brady's house and rip off the toilet seat? And if I prove it's from Tom Brady's house, Brady's butt was on this
to an extent,
and sell it.
Well, you know,
I make money.
Like, there's a whole thing with, like, serial killers about that. People want memorabilia from serial killers, so they'll sell off, you know, Son of Sam's mailbag or...
Well, that's
weird. Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer's, Jeffrey Dahmer's chair or something. Yeah, that's a whole thing. So I'm assuming that with celebrities, I mean, I don't know about Tom Brady's toilet seat, but...
What about, like, just a book off of Tom Brady's bookshelf?
Probably. I mean,
you
can get something, but you're not getting any big money for it. But the memorabilia, like, if you got something like a that Tom Brady used.
What if his dad gave him the book and he wrote a little note in the, like, Merry Christmas, Tom. This book is for you because I love you and I want you to open mouth kiss your children. And then he puts that on there.
Well, checks are a big one. Have you seen that?
Checks? What do you mean?
Like, there's a big market for people, like...
People still write checks?
Well, like, they're kind of an old time, but people want a check with, like, Babe Ruth's signature on it.
Oh.
Or, you know, it's like, hey, this was the check that someone wrote for such and such. There's all kinds of a weird market out there.
Hey, we got to get to this Chinese spy balloon story, guys. We're running out of time here.
Yeah, people are freaking out.
This is big news. The Chinese are spying on us with their surveillance balloon.
Can't believe that... well, I can't believe it, but we're surprised that the Chinese are spying on us?
Well, you know what I'm surprised by?
Isn't that what they do?
Well, I think we're all spying on one another. That much we know. What I'm surprised by is, how much money do we spend on defense?
We spend more on defense than the next, I believe it's 26 countries combined.
Okay, and so they just...
The Chinese
just throw a balloon up and it just rolls right all across our great land? I mean, like...
It seems very easy to shoot it down, and I've tried...
Well, they can shoot it down, I know that. They're not going to because they say the risk does... They say that the risk reward isn't there.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want the falling debris and stuff.
Oh, I thought I saw that they were more afraid from a geopolitical thing.
Well, there's that, too. That's probably what they're... They're probably just disguising that by saying, oh, we don't want the falling debris... You shoot that down, like, you're escalating everything. But I just don't understand how that is allowed to happen, you know?
The Chinese said that it was a complete accident and it wandered above a nuke facility. Yeah.
I don't know.
For all the money.
God.
And then I was reading, like, I tried to get both views of this. Like, when something like this happens, I try to get, like, you go to CNN, you go to Fox. And
get the Trump view?
Well, I just try to get the...
Trump would have shut that thing down.
Oh, believe me.
He hates China.
Who was it? I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene that said the balloon, you know, she alluded to something like that. Like, it never would have entered the airspace if Trump was there. But, you know, whatever. I am honestly... I'm mildly stunned a little bit that apparently this has happened before. There's like three of them out there.
Yeah.
And like this can't, we can't be this naive. We have to be aware that they're there and we don't think that they're doing a whole lot. Like,
well, they did say
it can't just be hovering above and it's gathering all these super secrets and we're like, well, nothing we can do.
The story I read said, and this, you know, you never know with the government. They're telling you what you want to hear, but
yeah.
That those things are really good. They can gather information, but we don't have information out there that's really important for them to gather.
Yeah.
I think what they said was they were, the thing with this was maybe they were trying to get our like our phone signal, like our what do you call that? The grid, the phone grid thing, signals thing on the things.
The what?
With life? Huh? At all? Anybody?
What?
You know, like phone
You're taking like the megahertz or the certain frequency that the wave is going
Are you
going
talking
out,
about D'Anthony Thomas again? Are we talking about the metaverse?
Like you're,
what?
I don't know. I'll go pull it up, guys. I
am just...
I have bad recall. They were like... It's like they were... F. I'll look it up.
Well, let's go to break since we're like...
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes over.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're yelling at me. Frazzled.
I'm still confused. I've got balloon confusion.
Well, anyway, more Chinese spy balloon talk is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go... Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
All right, I got it. All right. I've put myself together like Humpty Dumpty. Are you ready, Jason? You awake over there?
I'm ready. I'm reading about the balloon.
So am I. Okay, so they were saying, so the spy balloon, the Chinese spy balloon, shows up over Montana.
Yeah.
And how Beth Dutton doesn't shoot that down, I have no idea.
Yeah, where are the gal darn Duttons? Rip wouldn't put up with this, although I guess it's like 100,000 feet up in the air, so... Seems right. It seems to be problematic.
You think there's all a bunch of Hicks taking shots at it?
I don't think you can. It's probably a little hard to see up there.
Well, I saw some photos from Kansas City. You can see it.
You can see it?
Yeah. And then it flew. So it's going east across the heartland because there's a lot to see out there, you know. Flying over the All-American City of Salina, Kansas.
Gathering. It's like when...
Going on a nice tour.
I've never understood why the aliens are constantly hovering above that. Like, what are you learning? What sort of jet age secrets?
Yeah, farming.
I guess.
And then it was over Missouri last I saw, so I don't know where it is now. But they're monitoring it.
Yeah.
And they're saying that the flight path could take it over a number of sensitive sites.
Is it a flight path, or is it just where the wind blows?
But... They say they're taking steps to protect against foreign intelligence collection.
Yeah.
So they're saying that it might be spying on our collecting information on U.S. communication systems and radars.
The radars.
Yeah, some of these systems use extremely high frequencies that are short range, can be absorbed by atmosphere, and being line of sight are very directional. It's possible a balloon might be a better collection platform for such specific technical collection over a satellite.
The Chinese have said that it is a civilian airship used for research, mainly from the weather.
Yeah, well, they're full of crap.
Exactly.
So they could be scooping up signals intelligence. In other words, they're looking at our cell phone traffic and our radio traffic to see how it all works. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Okay.
So that's what I read on CNN.com.
Well,
do you believe CNN?
No, of course not. You need to
go. Or is that fake news?
That's fake news.
What's Fox News saying? What are they? I'm going to go to FoxNews.com.
Fox News is just yelling that we're a bunch of candy asses and we should have shot it down by now. And I'm not kidding. Like, that is.
Oh, second one. They Pentagon confirms there is a second Chinese spy balloon hovering in the
sky. Oh, for the love of God. Take it out and take it out now.
Well, if we're not going to shoot the first one down, why wouldn't they send another one over there? Just like, I wonder how many the U.S. is going to deal with here.
This says on Fox News, if Chinese spy balloon escapes U.S. airspace, get ready for an even bigger disaster.
This one transiting over Latin America right now, apparently.
Yeah, I guess there's a bunch of these going on. So,
that's a thing.
Yeah, I'm assuming that, look, I'm assuming that we're aware and we've been aware of this. It seems odd to me.
I wouldn't assume.
That we are just allowing the Chinese balloons to float over us, but, I mean, I'll tell you, probably nothing. I don't know if you are aware or not, but I am not privy to top secret information inside the Pentagon. So I feel a little out of my element here making some sort of big geopolitical statement, other than it seems odd that we let the Chinese do this. I'm just guessing on the other side of things that if we were flying a balloon over Beijing, my guess is they'd shoot that thing down in about 2 seconds and not give a rip. But at the same time...
Well, maybe that makes us better than them.
Well, but I would assume that, like, we all have spy satellites. Is really the... Are you trying to...
That's kind of what I...
This is the part that I struggle with a little bit. I get that it seems, you know, it seems bad, and I don't understand why we don't shoot it down, but you're telling me that with all of the technology we have, like, the Chinese send people over here for years, decades, to begin, like, to get jobs to work at our universities. We know this for a fact. Like, they're really good at this. Double agents and the whole deal. You're telling me that, and with all the spy satellites they have and that technology, you're telling me that the big threat to us is a GD balloon that we can see? Is this like the most obvious thing that they'll never see it coming? They just floated a balloon that we can clearly spot. I can't imagine that this thing is doing any sort of serious damage, but still seems odd that we let it go on. Unless technically... You know, what could be happening is it's just filled with the new coronavirus. They think we're going to shoot it down. We shoot it down, and now we're screwed.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. You ever thought? Yeah. See? It's full of the new coronavirus.
You mean China virus?
Yes. This would be, you know, the Corona 2023, and it's just waiting.
You know
it's
what?
Waiting for us to shoot it
Trump
down.
Trump would never allow this.
No. No, he wouldn't.
He would get us into World War III.
Over a balloon, and I would
take up guns.
Well, right here, Trump would have jumped on it and torn it down with his bare hands. You're damn right he would have.
He would have shot it down with an air dart. The world's best air dart. You've never seen a dart like this. It's the greatest. No one's ever seen it, ever. And I have it. And I'm going to shoot out the balloon. And only I can do it. Because I'm the greatest.
You know, that's actually not that bad.
What do you mean?
That was pretty good.
Well, yeah. I'm a professional.
It's pretty solid. I do want someone out there trying to shoot this thing down now.
Oh, so, you know somebody's taking some shots, right? Some hicks out in Kansas? You telling me those? Seriously.
My favorite.
I guarantee you people have gone out there and...
You can see it with your naked eye?
Yeah, there are pictures of it.
Well, I know,
from
but
Kansas
it,
City.
But is
it's
that,
way up there.
I was going to say, is that like with a telescope or whatever? Or can you see it with your naked eye?
Well, I mean, a phone picture. It's been posted to internet.
If that's the case, I gotta believe that someone has shot at it, and I'm waiting for the government or the local authorities to come out and release a statement saying, please don't shoot at the balloon. One of my favorite, it's not a good movie, but you've seen Independence Day, right? The old Will Smith movie?
It's been years.
It's been years. Yeah. My favorite part about that whole thing, though, it's really the only good part of that whole movie, is... at the beginning of it, when the craft is hovering above, they cut to the news, and the news breaking story is local government says please stop shooting at aliens, because you know that was seriously. If you had a hovering craft that showed up over parts of our country, you know for a fact that there'd be some Nick Offerman, Last of Us survivalist, is like, this is my moment
for sure,
and they'd go out there and start taking pot shots at it.
Maybe they're just updating their Google Maps.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Isn't that a get the car? Later.
What?
Isn't that a car that drives around and takes pictures of the streets?
The Chinese do it. They're more efficient. They do it with balloons.
Dielsen says the U.S. spy balloon we fly over China is probably made in China.
Well, Trump's ties are from China. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
He makes those ties.
I used to have a Trump
They're
tie.
They're made in China.
Yeah. I used to have one of those. I actually thought it was a pretty good tie, believe it or not. It was fun. I haven't worn a tie in years, because who wears ties anymore? But I will say, yeah, that's way gone. But I will say that it was a quality tie. I don't know what he had to do with it, but it was a damn good tie. I liked it. In fact, I think I had two of them.
All right. Well, I don't know what to think.
The balloon may or may not be the end of us all. It is hilarious, though, that if you listen to CNN, CNN will tell you that this is a non-issue and it's completely harmless. And if you listen to the other side, this is the end of the world. World War III is starting now. I'm going to choose to ignore both of them and not pay any attention to the spy balloon. Unless it floats over here, then I'll take out my 9mm and I'll start standing on my roof and see if I can hit something from 80,000 feet.
You're going to dinner with your bride or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to Vegas. Let's not worry about it.
What if it comes over Vegas? What if it sits over the stratosphere, huh? Then what?
We are Americans. We cannot be bothered with these types of stories.
No.
I have a fun life to live.
Yes.
I cannot worry about espionage.
I have a new episode of MILF Manor on my DVR waiting that I've got to get to. I mean,
I bet that's your plan. You're going to dinner,
yeah,
and then you're going to come home and watch MILF Manor.
It's an amazing show. It's the worst. It's the worst thing I've seen on television, maybe ever, and I'm telling you, I can't look away from it.
I think I've
the
seen
first
an
episode
ad
was unbelievable.
So it's on what?
I don't know, one of those, the Learning Channel.
TLC.
Yeah, I love how the Learning Channel, by the way, has now become like my Fat Fabulous Life, MILF Manor, and like my toenail is killing me.
Moms rubbing on their kids' abs on MILF Manor. That's what TLC is.
Yes.
That's the promo I saw for the show.
I would just like to say I saw a promo for it too, and the MILFs weren't, there was a couple of them that was like,
it's not.
That's not a MILF.
It's not that good. But there's one that's that kind of looks like she's from Laco and is super slutty. The best part about MILF Manor is it's a bunch of older moms that are horny, and then each one of them has their son there who's also equally as horny, and he's trying to sleep with all the other horny moms while the horny moms try to block the other gross moms from sleeping with their son. It's amazing.
Go on.
And on the very first episode, you had to write down like what was like your worst like sexual secret, and one mom on there said that she slept with her son's best friend, and then she was shocked when it was revealed who wrote what. So she told her son that she had slept with his best friend. Shocker, it didn't go very well. The son didn't.
He didn't like that.
He didn't like it. He didn't like it. Although I thought it was classy because the son he needed to get away from his mom. He was very upset. And so he decided to go naked swimming in the pool. And then he was comforted by several of the other MILFs. Mm. But the mom wasn't happy about it because she wanted to talk to her son while he paddled around naked. This is the sort of entertainment you're getting on MILF Manor. Although I do wish the MILFs were a little more MILFy.
Yeah, they're kind of like midlifs. Mothers I don't like to have.
Well, to be fair, I'm guessing the pool to find hot horny moms that have hot horny sons that are willing to go on a show and try to sleep with the other horny moms. I'm guessing that's a small. It's a small
pool.
Are they
really? I mean, it's just all fake, right?
I would assume so. But
they're not really MILFs. Well, married with little kids and stuff. They're just
They're all
cash and paychecks.
They're all mothers and sons. That they're all.
Well, no, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like it's not. They're not really single. And
well, I think the one blonde, the Lake Oswego mom, I think she's...
Oh, she's from L.O.?
Oh, she just looks like it.
Oh.
I think she's legitimately slutty. Yeah, I think she's the real deal. She's trying to sleep with everybody. And she's...
So if you're a MILF... Oh, MILF. I was thinking of cougar. Sorry.
Yeah.
The definition of a cougar is you have to like younger... You're older and you like younger dudes.
Yeah.
MILF is just mother, I'd like.
Yes.
So they just have to have a kid. That's it.
Yeah. So they all consider themselves cougars. The sons all consider them MILFs.
Right.
And also in the first episode, there's two of them on there that speak Spanish. And they were speaking to each other. And the one Lake O mom got very, very angry because it's rude to speak Spanish.
Right. Because she doesn't know it.
She doesn't know it.
Yeah.
She was very upset.
Where is this filmed?
Mexico.
Oh, well.
She's the star of the show. She's the best one. She's racist. She's slutty. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's the worst show I've ever seen, and yet I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of excited about episode two of MILF Manor.
What a night ahead of you.
It's roped me in. Honey, sit down for the anniversary. You got MILF Manor on. Let's go.
All right,
she's got her favorites. I've got mine. It's a whole thing.
Here's Schultz with Sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
You know what's amazing is Bam Margera is still alive.
Is he really?
Yeah. I
thought he was. Oh, no. Yeah, he just was banned from, like, he can't do anything around the Jackass guys.
Well, that's not true because he's touring on a comedy tour with Steve-O.
Oh.
And
he was banned from they did another Jackass movie, and he was going to sue him. And
well, that's because they said you have to be sober to film. And he was like, F you, no, I don't.
Yeah, he's in bad shape.
So he's been in and out of rehab and stuff. But I guess it's getting wild now with he and Steve-O.
I thought Steve-O was...
He likes Steve-O.
Well, Steve-O was on the straight and narrow, though. Like, he almost died Steve-O's, a couple times. And
no, Steve-O's sober.
Yeah.
And has been for a while.
Yeah.
Bam is not. I guess he's been in and out of rehab. And Bam hates Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
But he loves Steve-O.
Interesting.
So... Steve-O, I guess Steve-O had him out. Steve-O's doing a comedy tour.
Yeah.
And he has Bam opening.
Well, because Steve-O, like, those guys now, like, they can't do the stunts anymore. Like, if you watched, you probably didn't see it, but the new Jackass movie, they got new cast members because all the old guys can't really, they're all, like, in their 50s, and they're going to die. So they're in the movie, but they're not doing a lot of stunts. They've taken so much abuse. So, you know, for a guy like Steve-O, yeah, probably hasn't been the smartest of his money. You got to figure out something else to do. So, yeah, stand-up comedy.
Yeah, so he threw a bone to Bam, and I guess Bam's screwing it up, and he brought his kid up on stage, and now Steve-O's saying, you're dying, and I want to help you. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I just am surprised Bam's still alive.
Yeah, of all those guys, one died. He died in a car wreck. He was all drunk.
Steve Gunn, or...
Ryan Dunn. Yeah, he wrapped his Porsche around a tree at like 130 miles an hour.
Speeding and driving very lit. Like, dumbass decision.
Well, that's a whole thing. Like,
was he the one with the beard?
Yeah, he was the one with the beard. He was actually one of my favorite ones. Look, you should never drink and drive, but I'm always fascinated, like, with the Henry Ruggs thing. Like,
Whatever happened to him? Is he in jail?
Yeah, he's in jail.
He is.
I think he's awaiting trial, so I think he's on home arrest while he awaits trial. I think they said it was like in July, maybe. Yeah, he's going away for a long time. He burned a lady alive. I'm always fascinated. I mean, I get when you drink, you make dumb decisions, but like you know when you're schnookered. Like you know when you've had a few, and I think you know a lot of people have had the hey, should I not? But you know when you've had too much. You know when it's over. And so the idea of, like, you would think that you're like 10-2 and you're trying your best. But when you're doing 120, that fascinates me. That thought process of, I'm clearly too drunk. I probably shouldn't be driving. But I'm going to go 120 around this curve. Or in the case of Henry Ruggs, 140 down a side street in Vegas at 3 in the morning. That thought process is fascinating to me.
Living fast and loose, my man.
I guess. That's a whole...
It's not good.
No, it's all bad.
All right, we got to get out of here. Running late.
Oh, gosh. I didn't realize how late it was.
Running late still. Mm-hmm. We got to get your brother in here.
Let's go.
You ready to talk to your brother?
Not really, but let's do it anyways.
Your little brother.
No.
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080
The Fan.
Mine,
you can see him arrive.
All right, full week of radio broadcast here by yours truly. Here's John. Have you heard about the Chinese spy balloon here?
Yes, I have, and I'm very excited to get your take on it because the first thing I thought of when I heard of Chinese spy balloon was you and my brother.
Now, why would that be?
Well, listen, after the expose you guys did on the Jewish space laser, I think, like, this is right in your wheelhouse. Who else would I turn to for insight on the giant balloon that may or may not be spying on us for China?
Well, it's certainly not insight. It's speculation. Yeah. My theory is that...
But this program, gentlemen, is built on unfounded speculation. No, so this is your... This is your strain.
It is true.
That's right. And I have it on good authority, which means I don't have it at all on any authority, that they are updating their Google Maps.
Mm. And my working theory on it is this. They want us to shoot it down, and it's full of the new coronavirus, not that crappy, wussy old coronavirus. No. This is a new one, and they're waiting for it to shoot us down. And then the moment it gets shot down, then we're all screwed.
Well, listen, quite frankly, both are plausible. So at this point, I'm good with either one of those.
I also think this.
Wait, what if they shoot it down over Idaho, though?
Look at you, the fine people of Boise. Yeah, go Broncos.
Just a thought.
I love the fact that with all the technology we have, like the Chinese will send people over here for 30 years to infiltrate like our universities and like the highest like the reaches of our companies, and we've got satellite technology and all this. And I love that the thing right now that's causing the fervor, balloons. It's genius. They're like, yeah, they're watching out for all of our high-tech ways. I know what'll get them, balloons. And
now,
it's working.
I have a question. If we go to war with China,
yeah,
we win on that?
Yeah, we got that.
You think we got that?
Yeah, we got it. We spend more money on our military than anyone. We got this.
We should.
Well, the problem is, you know, look, if we launch nukes, we're all screwed anyways. But
true.
As long as that doesn't happen, we got this. Have you seen Top Gun? Do they have Maverick? No, we have him. We've got Maverick. Well, we don't have Goose anymore, but we got Rooster. Come on. We got this.
All they got is a giant balloon, Rob. That's the best they can do.
That's the best they can do is a balloon.
The U.S.
Oh, I got this. When's the last time?
Now it's you.
Yes. We got this.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? If there's one thing I know about us is we love our military, and I don't know. I'm assuming it's good.
So let's
a buddy of mine who's in the Army. He seems to think it's good.
Let's play this out. Let's say it is the Chinese, and it is a giant balloon, and that's what they're doing, right? Yeah. And much like the old villains in the G.I. Joe cartoons, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, the plan doesn't work. We shoot it down, we figure it out, we foil the giant balloon.
Yeah.
So they have to ramp it up a notch. Yeah. If the best they could do was balloon, what's next? Mm-hmm. Is it like, are we going like the giant Trojan horse just shows up on a barge in L.A. and there's like a bunch of samurai inside? Like what? Look, what is next?
That would
what
be
is
a,
next
that
if
would
the
be,
balloon doesn't work?
That would be amazing. That would be amazing if a giant like dragon statue just showed up out in front of the Pentagon with no explanation. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know, just giant statue here. Don't mind us. Hell yeah, let's go.
It's a gift for America from your friend. Here it is. Hey, you know where we should put this? You know where we should put this? In the Pentagon. Let's haul it into the Pentagon. What? It'll look great in the lobby. What could go wrong?
It's the new Statue of Liberty. It's Statue of Winnie the Pooh.
Well, on that note, everybody have a great weekend.
What if that's what France tried to do with the Statue of Liberty, and there's a bunch of French people inside that were supposed to get out and get us, and they just couldn't get out?
Hanging out in the feet.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bodies.
They're just in there waiting for us. Let them out. So, who knows?
It's been a while.
Good times. All right. You have a great weekend.
You guys as well. Love you guys.
Yeah. Love you too.
Enjoy Vegas.
Yeah, thanks. I'll be back Tuesday.
All right.
So you guys have a good show on Monday.
We'll hold it down and
go to some Super Bowl.
Go do whatever you do in Vegas.
Oh, I will.
And you'll see some stuff. Pro Bowl, man.
Pro Bowl, man.
I mean, you're going to see some stuff.
What does that mean?
Well, there'll be a lot of athletes and a lot of hots, and it'll be a thing. It won't be.
I can do without the athletes, but I'll take the hots.
It won't be a normal Vegas weekend. Mm-hmm. It'll be ramped up.
All right. Well, I'll report back on Tuesday. Everybody have a great weekend. My name's Isaac. That's Jason. He's already yawning. He couldn't wait to get out of here. Got to go watch MILF Hunter or MILF Manor.
MILF Manor. Get it. Show some respect.
Show back Monday, 3 to 7 on Finger 9. Thanks, Jordan.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.